Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
This message from Mark. Mark wrote in just the other day, and here's what he had to say. Mark says, "Hey, Jeremy, you and I are roughly the same age, and get this, I've never had a Big Mac.
What?
It came up at work the other day when somebody brought in McDonald's, and I'd mentioned I had never had a Big Mac. The entire office acted like I was an idiot." He goes, "One dork I work with literally gasped." That's probably like you.
That's what I just
what?
Did.
Huh? Mark says, "I'm not anti-fast food. I've had fries and nuggets. I've just never ordered a Big Mac. And now I feel like it's gone on so long that I can't break the streak. At some point, it feels intentional, even though it's not." Okay, whatever. So here's a show topic for you guys. What's something super normal that you've just never experienced? Maybe a movie you've never seen, an activity you've never done, a life thing that everyone assumes you've done. He goes on to say, "We ended up going around the office and got some good ones. Get this, one of my faves was our receptionist who has never played Uno."
And then
what? He wrote, "Ha ha 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 ha."
Again.
I know. What? Exactly.
No
what?
Skip now? Like.
No, draw four?
Exactly.
The color is yellow?
Wild cards galore. Like, none of it.
Mark says, "I hope to hear this on the air. Been listening to your snarky arse." I'll change the word. "Been listening to your snarky arse now for 15 years. Then he wrote, "Cheers, foo." And then he signed it, "Big Mac Daddy Mark."
Wow. He really got into it, didn't he?
This guy's funny. Okay, so there's essentially the topic there from Mark, and I wrote back and said, "Yeah, man, I'll throw this on the air." I actually threw it on my Facebook yesterday, too, and got a buttload of replies. What is the one thing that you have not experienced? Something that's fairly super normal, but all your friends have, like Mark, who has never had a Big Mac. Ever in his life, and he's 40-something years old. So phone lines are open. Call us. What's the one thing you've never done? 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Now, yesterday off the air when we were talking about doing this topic today, I told Katie and Josh that I have never used an ATM.
Yeah, which blows
again,
my mind.
Weirdest thing ever.
In my 40s.
Have you done that?
Never, ever have used an ATM. Whenever I needed cash, you know what I would do? I would write a check to cash, roll through the drive-thru at the bank, and get the cash.
But why?
Because it was just easier. And I
no,
never had
no,
a PIN.
It's
I didn't
not,
know my PIN.
You didn't know your PIN. But that's the thing.
Oh, it was probably quicker to roll through the drive-thru.
You never needed cash at like midnight on a weekend when you couldn't write a check to the bank and get cash? Like, because that's where
no.
It hits me to get money out of an ATM.
I plan
it's
ahead.
When it's, I need the money and I only have my card. So I just...
I'm a planner, so I would know that, you know, I'd be going out Wednesday night, so I might as well have some cash on hand, so I would go on Tuesday and have cash. So, yeah,
go to
I'm
the
a grown
ATM
man, and I've never used an ATM.
So much, like, once a week at least.
And now, really, it's not even necessary to go to an ATM with Zelle and Venmo and all that. Everything's on your phone anyway, in
yeah.
cards.
Yeah, I guess, but I like to have cash in my wallet at all times, just in case, and so I go to the ATM for that, because I don't want to use, like, at the grocery store, when you have to, they're like, "Do you want $20 back in cash?" Now they charge you money for that, so I don't want to charge, so I'll go to the ATM. I cannot believe you've never
done
one.
It. So well, I've never done that. Mark has never had a Big Mac. Liz wrote in on the text, "I've never seen Die Hard or Men in Black."
What?
Marina says, "I've never seen an episode of Game of Thrones," which is like one of the biggest shows of all time.
Exactly.
Some of these are funny. Oh, some of these are inappropriate. No, I can't read that. I've never done that either. My God. The Saw movies. Oh, Carrie says, "I've never played Monopoly." Again, that is something I feel like everybody has done.
You've never passed go and collected $200. Like, how have you made it through life this
right.
far?
All right, so here's what we're going to do. Phone lines are open if you want to call in. The things that you've never done, think about it for a few minutes and give us a jingle. I'll throw you on the air. Yeah. I've never used an ATM. The messages are coming in on the text line. Somebody, they didn't put their name, but they're 39 years old, never been to Red Rocks. Never
what?
Even to walk around. Never been to Red Rocks. This one will blow your mind, too. Cindy wrote in and said, "I am 50 years old. I've never been inside a Target. Never been in a Target and you're 50 years old?
Where do you find your happiness? Like, how is that
even a thing? She's a Walmart person,
I guess.
So let's talk about the things that you have never done before. We want your calls and comments. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Here is Sam. Hi, Sam.
Hi, good morning.
Well, good morning to you. So what's the fairly simple thing that you've never done before?
I've never bought a light bulb.
What the heck?
What?
What?
I know. I realized about a few months ago when a light bulb went out in my lamp, and I was like, oh, I've got to figure out how to buy these. I have no idea.
How old are you?
I'm almost 35.
Who's been buying all your light bulbs?
Oh, I think I honestly have just lucked out in all of my apartments that my, like, overhead lights have never went out when I was a renter. I think my husband just bought really good bulbs when we moved into our house. I never had to change them, never had to, like, buy them anything. So thank you to my husband. Thank you to probably my parents for all of my childhood.
Fascinating. Wow. This is fascinating.
This is one where I'm like, I don't know how you did it, but it's impressive. Like, that is something. I'd put it on my business card. Never bought a light bulb.
Put it on your Instagram profile there.
I know.
Yeah, I think I'm going to use it as my, like, never have I ever.
Yeah. It should be your bio on social media. Like, never have I bought a light bulb.
Sam, this is why we're opening up the phone lines. You have a bright and spectacular day today, Sammy.
Oh, thanks, you guys. You too.
All right, see you
Bye.
Later.
Bye.
Wow. That's pretty good. Here's Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what have you never done, never experienced?
I'm 55 years old, and I've never been drunk.
How?
What the
Again?
Frick?
Like, you just never...
Okay, so is this one of these things... Okay, well, listen. In the same ballpark... I am in my mid-40s, and I have never had the pot weed. I've never had marijuana, so I guess we're kind of in the same camp. The DARE program worked for me, Stephanie.
No drugs,
yeah.
No drunkenness, nothing.
And it just never appealed to you, Stephanie? You never
never appealed to me.
Oh.
Had a great time without it. Saw people being stupid, not worth it.
You know what? That'll usually do it. Seeing other people overindulge is enough to be like, I'm good.
It is. Okay. Yeah, it's one of these things. You know? You've gone this far now. You don't need to do it.
Yeah,
you're going to be
fine. Like, no. I haven't drank in almost 9 years, Stephanie, and that's kind of it for me too now. As I see other people just go crazy, I'm like, yeah, I'm good. You know?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Nope.
Not even a sip, like a sip of alcohol?
I didn't say I've never had a drink,
okay.
But I've never been drunk.
You've never been drunk.
I probably have... 4 drinks a year, maybe.
Okay. And then you're like, whoa, I can't go any
That's
further.
That's enough for me.
Don't want to break my streak.
Not appealing. Doesn't taste great. Expensive. Not worth it.
Well, you've never had a solid old fashioned, I'll tell you that much. Stephanie, you made me smile. Thank you for calling in this morning. Stay sober, girl.
Have a great day.
All right, see you later.
Bye, Stephanie.
We were talking about the things that you have never done, that you've never experienced. If you want to sound off, 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. A couple people have texted in that they've never taken a selfie. I find that hard to believe.
Every one of us.
Quit making things up. We've got, is it Tasha? Hi, Tasha.
Hi.
Hi. What have you never done?
Well, it seemed to be normalized nowadays, kind of, but I've never cheated on anyone, ever.
Yay, Tasha!
Wow. Well, Josh makes up for
You're a good person.
Okay. Josh, our producer, will make up for you.
No, I don't.
Nice.
Like thousands of people.
Stop. Tasha, no, I don't.
He's a liar, Tasha.
Cheater and a liar. I'm just kidding.
Good Lord.
Katie,
I'm just kidding,
Katie
Josh.
Knows, too.
I'm just kidding.
Katie knows. He's got a track record. Never cheated on anybody. Is it just because you've never dated anybody, or?
No, I have. I'm in a relationship now, and I have 2 kids, and I've been married and divorced,
good.
But my ex-husband cheated on me, and then I just know how it feels to be cheated on, and I wouldn't want anyone to feel that way.
Yeah,
you know?
That's very noble of you.
Tasha.
That's very good. Good job,
like
Tasha.
This one.
You like this one,
yeah,
Katie?
Yeah, I do. I like this never have I ever.
All right, Katie likes this one, Tasha.
Yeah. Good job, Tasha.
I love you guys, and I love listening to you, so you guys keep me going.
Whoa, Tasha. Don't tell your husband.
Stop.
Oh, don't tell him.
No, tell him.
Because I love you. I love you too, Tasha.
Oh.
All right. Have a good day. Thanks for calling.
All right. You too. Thanks.
Bye,
Tasha. Bye. Katie, did you have one? Something you've never done?
I have never been to the beach. I've never, and part of it, like, I'm afraid of sharks, but I'm not that afraid of sharks. I've just never been to the beach, so that's mine.
But you've been to New York, but you've never been just
like
wandered out.
Beach, yeah. Like beach. I'm thinking like a beach with sand and the sun, and you go swimming in it and stuff like that. So I've never been to the beach.
Beach, please.
Yeah.
Well, you need to get to a beach.
I do.
Get some sand in your underpants.
You know, my traveling plans are big on my list this year, so hopefully I'll get to one.
Josh is quickly trying to grab everybody who's calling in. This is exploding. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. What's the one thing you've never done before? Here's Colton. Hi, Colton.
Hi.
Hi. Hey. Turn down your radio, Colton. Good God, man. Turn it down.
Turn down the radio. Listen to us through your phone.
All right. Josh, talk to Colton for me. Rhett, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. So what's the one thing you've never done?
I've never been to school. I was homeschooled, so I've never physically been to a school building.
Do you feel like you've missed out on that experience?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no, but mostly yes, I think.
Yeah. Who is your teacher?
To, like, people my same age. My mom.
Yeah, his mom. He was homeschooled.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. He had an affidavit, so I never went into a public school or private school.
So you've missed out on, like, homecoming and prom and getting shoved in a locker.
Yep, never went to homecoming.
Okay.
I got a locker at the YMCA, but that's about it.
Okay. Hey, you can claim that.
There you go.
You know, it's funny, though, Rhett. I have to ask you, like, are you a bit, is there anything weird about you? I know one of my good friends was homeschooled her whole school, and she's just a little odd. Like, but she will claim it. She's like, oh, it's because I'm homeschooled, you know? Is that,
is that a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Pop culture. Any pop culture references just go right over my head.
Yes.
And people look at me like, how do you not know about George Clooney and X, Y, and Z?
Exactly.
Yes, because you weren't around it. People weren't talking about it.
That's what it was, is we'd be having conversations and they'd go right over her head. Like.
But you're probably brilliant because you focused on your studies and you got your stuff done, man.
Super smart.
What's funny, though, is, like, I work from home, so I guess, you know, working, you know, homeschooling really prepared me for that.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
That's funny, Rhett.
Rhett, great call, my man. Thank you for sounding off, and have a great day. Stay weird, dude.
Of course. You too. Have a good one.
All right, bye. Here's David. Hi, David.
How you doing?
Well, we're super dupes. What have you never done?
74, never been on Facebook.
Oh,
well, you don't need to be on there.
Well, but the fact that
never been on a period. I always thought if I wanted anybody to know my business, I'd let them know.
I love the matter of factness, David.
I just let them know.
You know what? If they need to know, I'll tell them.
Yeah, you will, David.
That's right. I don't need anybody spying on me, sending stuff and looking at stuff.
Stealing your pictures.
Get out of here, Mark Zuckerberg. We don't need you.
Suck it, Zuckerberg.
That's right.
David, what do you think of us?
You got to do it for your job.
Okay.
Yeah, you do. But no, like, just us in general.
Oh.
What do you think about us?
You guys are very entertaining.
Okay.
Correct.
That's good. Thanks, David.
Well done, David.
Very entertaining.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Maybe you could follow us on Instagram.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on Instagram?
I've never done Instagram either.
Oh my God.
Okay.
All right, David.
Well, thank you for listening.
We're going to let you hang up on your Nokia phone and have a great day.
Bye, David.
Oh, no, I got an iPhone.
Okay, buddy. All right, see you later.
Thank you.
Why do I feel like he was yelling at us that entire time?